where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Good afternoon, I'm Josh Boyce. Mainly clear skies tonight on a north wind, low 16 degrees. Damage is estimated at around $60,000 in a house fire early this morning on Vital Street South. Sarnia Fire and Rescue responded to the 200 block around 4:30. Fire life safety educator Mike Otis says everyone made it out safely, and he says combustibles located near a stove ignited the blaze. The roadway was closed for about 6 hours, but has since reopened. Lambton Public Health says a person in their 80s has died due to COVID-19. The health unit says it's the 67th local death linked to the virus. Meanwhile, about 75% of adults have had at least one dose of COVID vaccine, and just under 61% are fully vaccinated. Lambton Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sadiq Ronaday, is pleased with the numbers. During a media briefing today, he was asked whether he thinks the mass vaccination clinics will be needed again in 2022.
That would be dependent upon a couple of things. One, it's going to be dependent upon how quickly the virus changes and whether there become virus variants that escape the protection of immunity, and therefore whether or not significant boosters or reformulated vaccines are needed for the entire population. If that's the case, we're going to have to examine a strategy where we go back to mass immunizations like this for a short period of time.
In its daily update, the health unit reported the rate of infection per 100,000 population was 4.6 for the week of July 11th to 17th, down significantly from 11.5 the week before. We won't be able to cross the Blue Water Bridge into Michigan for at least another month. The U.S. has extended restrictions for non-essential travelers until 12:01 a.m. August 21st. Pandemic restrictions at the border have been in place since March of 2020. Some provincial funding is set to bolster the number of nurses in Sarnia-Lambton. The province is spending about $600,000 to increase nursing enrollment at Lambton College. It was announced this morning during an event. President Rob Cardis says there are a number of things that make the nursing programs at Lambton stand out.
I think our faculty are extremely committed to our students and extremely committed to excellence in nursing education. And then I think our facilities speak for themselves. The Nova Health and Research Center has been a game changer for Lambton College in terms of the upgrade to labs and just teaching space.
The province says the funding will add up to 65 nurses in the healthcare system in Sarnia. It's part of a $35 million investment across the province to increase nursing enrollment. Those who typically head to Grand Bend Beach might want to find another spot to swim this weekend. Lambton Public Health has placed warning signs at the north and south beaches due to high levels of E. coli. And just like in neighboring Sarnia, Point Edward residents will soon see hydro and water services on one bill. Residents will likely notice the change on their Blue Water power bill that comes out the third week of August. In sports, the Sarnia Brigade are hosting the Wyoming Juniors at 7 at Arrow Russell Park. Major League Baseball has the Jays hosting Boston at 7 on CHOK, the Tigers facing Texas. Former Sarnia Sting forward and head coach Trevor Letowski has been named the assistant coach of Montreal, and the Seattle Kraken are filling out their roster at tonight's NHL expansion draft. Blue water weather mainly clear tonight on a north wind, low 16 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow, high 26. A mix of sun and cloud Friday with a chance of showers, high 24. And mainly cloudy Saturday with a chance of showers, high 27 degrees. I'm Josh Boyce.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.